Bad news for users of Exodus Wallet and Monero. Starting on August 10th, 2025, all support for Monero is going to be dropped from Exodus. So at that point, you won't be able to interact with Monero in any way through their software, no spending, no receiving, or swapping for other cryptos within the Exodus network. Now, what makes this such a tragedy is that Exodus is one of the most popular multi-coin wallets that people use. You probably already knew that there's a bunch of different cryptos in existence. I mean, even the president and first lady have their own shit coins. And if you wanted to have custody over all of those different assets, meaning that you have control over the private keys, and if you don't control your private keys, then they're not really your coins. But the easiest solution to do this and keep track of everything is with a BIP39 wallet that supports all of those different assets. Now, without getting too technical, the BIP39 seed phrase that wallets like Exodus generate can be used to derive the private keys for multiple different cryptocurrencies that have compatible algorithms. So instead of you having to keep track of 5, 10, or hundreds of different sets of private keys, you can just write down this one 12-word seed phrase, and then when you enter it into your wallet software on a new computer or some other device, you put in that phrase and boom, it restores access to all of your cryptos. And this isn't some proprietary mechanism that's unique to Exodus. I can actually show you how this works using Coinami's online BIP39 mnemonic converter. So all you have to do is put in that 12-word mnemonic that you got into this BIP39 field here. And one thing I should let you guys know is that this is an online site, obviously, and you should be wary about ever putting in a real seed phrase into an online site like this. They recommend either downloading the page, because it's just JavaScript that's doing this conversion. So you can download the page and then cut your network connection, and then you can still go ahead and run it, and it's going to ensure that the JavaScript here isn't sending your seed phrase anywhere spooky. And they also have some software that you can download and I think run from the terminal to do this too, but this is just for visual purposes. So plug in that seed phrase, and then you got to select the right derivation path. I know that BIP44 is the right one. And so if we scroll down here, now we get all of our private keys for Bitcoin. And in the software, it's going to change each time you receive a transaction. So this is our first private key. And sure enough, if we go back into the Exodus wallet and go to Bitcoin, click on these three dots here, view private keys. Just got to enter the password real quick. And boom, we get the private key right there. And I can copy this and put it into Firefox here to show you that it is indeed the very same private key. Wow, isn't cryptography nifty? But anyway, going back to this Exodus delisting Monero, unfortunately, they did not give us any explanation about why this delist is happening. And there's really only two reasons that I can come up with for this. So it might be just how Monero works, right? Because if we take a look at the Monero listing in the Exodus wallet software, we have this warning here that your balance may not be up to date because it's not synced with the blockchain, and to keep your XMR private, syncing takes several hours. So this might be something that people who download Exodus, you know, people who aren't that familiar with crypto might download it and see this under Monero and think, oh my gosh, why does Exodus take hours to sync? It must be something wrong with it. I'm going to go ahead and use a different program. So perhaps that could be it, and Exodus is just tired of dealing with it here. Another thing I noticed is that if you go to the advanced options, under the custom node, there's an option here to set a custom node for Monero, and you should be using a node that you trust, but I wonder what they're using by default. I mean, maybe it's a node that Exodus is running themselves and they just don't want to have a server tied up with being a Monero node. But the thing is, even though you need 200 gigs to run a full Monero node, That's nothing compared to what you need for something like your own Ethereum node. I've read that the recommended system requirements, just as far as storage space goes, is a 2 terabyte SSD, right? So again, if you can do that for Ethereum, then doing something similar for Monero really shouldn't be any type of problem. And that's why it's going to be pretty hard to pass off technical excuses as the reason for the delisting. I mean, I just figured out I would throw it out there, but I reckon the real reason for this going down is those damn regulations. It's the same reason why Binance, Kraken, and so many other exchanges have delisted Monero in recent years. They don't want to comply with the regulatory pressure of trying to show the feds whose Monero went where and when and for what. And it's one thing for an exchange to delist Monero, especially if it's an exchange that deals with fiat, because most countries already had some kind of laws on the books requiring KYC for those kinds of financial transactions. But things are getting to another level when you don't even allow Monero to be used in the base software that everyday people would use to buy and sell goods and services in exchange for crypto. But I think there's a silver lining to these kinds of increasingly aggressive attacks towards Monero. Because if chain analysis or all the other tracing techniques that we're told about actually worked as good as the people behind them say they do, then I don't think the feds would just take their ball and go home by putting this kind of pressure on companies to delist Monero altogether. And what's even better than watching this desperation from those who want to control our money is relishing in the fact that Monero is open source software. And so for every wallet or exchange that falls, a new one is going to take its place. Which leads me to Cake Wallet. This is an open source multi-coin wallet. And so if the Cake Wallet developers ever receive the same kind of pressure that Exodus probably did to delist Monero, then someone else out there who knows how to program in Dart can just fork this publicly available source code from GitHub and then create their own version of KCub. Maybe they'll call it Cake Wallet, Have It and Eat It Too Edition. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, because if we take a look at the Cake Wallet software here, they've got Monero as the biggest asset listed in the splash screen. Cake Wallet is very Monero-centric, so them getting rid of Monero support would be like YouTube just getting rid of ads. I don't see it happening. So, like most wallets, you get this option to, when you go to set up your wallet, to either restore an existing wallet or you can create a brand new one. And when we click on Restore Existing Wallet and we select Monero, listed first as it should be, we get an option to put in a seed phrase or we can restore it from private keys. Now, this is really cool because we can actually put in that same seed phrase that we got from Exodus. So we'll put it in right here and it automatically knows it's a BIP39. And then we'll go ahead and make up some password. And then the restore from block height. This is another thing that is really important. And I think Monero users would have a lot less pain with using Monero if more people were aware of this. Whenever you create a wallet, please take note of your block height because that way you're going to be able to restore your wallet a lot quicker. This is just a new one that doesn't have anything in it. So I'm just going to set today as the block height so it restores instantly. And boom. That is all we had to do. And right here, we got the from Exodus in our primary account. And I think it actually groups this with another wallet because there's like a yeah, this is my test wallet from earlier, but you'll just have the one like from Exodus or whatever you call it when you import your wallet into here. And then if you want to continue using Exodus for some reason, but you just want to export the one Monero asset and continue using that with the official software or something else, you can get your private keys by selecting Monero within Exodus, clicking on the three dots, view private keys. And then got to enter in my password again. And then you get your address, you get the mnemonic for this Monero account, you get your public view key, private view key, public spend key, and private spend key. So you got to take notes of all of these because, of course, you need those extra keys in order to use Monero. It uses that to provide us with the additional privacy. Oh, and there's one last thing I wanted to show you in Cake Wallet here under the privacy settings. So this is something I thought was really cool, how you can use Tor only for the fiat API. So I assume this is what's pulling crypto prices from CoinGecko or maybe some other fiat API service. But this way you can pull it over the Tor network in case you're in a country that doesn't allow you to use crypto, or if you just need that extra anonymity for your use case. Same thing with Swap. So when you connect to different swap services, you can also do that over Tor. And that's probably the coolest part about Cake Wallet is how it has these swap services integrated, because you've got this very own section here for the Trogador providers. So Trogador is, I guess it's kind of like a meta swap service. Like they basically keep track of different exchanges that allow you to swap for Monero, and there's other swaps, like you can go Bitcoin to Ethereum, like any type of crypto swap you can think of. And they have a KYC grading, so this is basically, you know, are they going to let you do the swap without having to show your ID, or just what level of spookiness is going to be involved? Are they going to track your IP address? Are they going to try to track something else? Do they even have access over Tor or over I2P or anything else like that? This looks like it's a really great option for maximizing your privacy when using Monero along with every other coin that they support. So get your crypto out of Exodus and into a better wallet like Cake Wallet today. And if you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.